Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. This weekend is Love Your Race Weekend. That's when National Alliance members and supporters take the time to print out dozens or hundreds or thousands of our Love Your Race flyers with our simple but unassailable message of love your race, and see to it that they are seen everywhere in white cities, towns, neighborhoods, and countrysides throughout America and the world. Valentine's Day is the official day every year for the National Alliance Love Your Race campaign, but spread the love over the whole weekend, even the whole month, and send us any news items that mention your patriotic and highly moral work. As we move into an era more blatantly anti-white than we have ever seen before, this work of morality and integrity and righteousness is more important than ever. Our kindred need to know we are out there, need to be inspired by our boldness in standing for what is right and good, and more than anything else, they need to know that they are not alone. Go to natall.com/flyers. Print out as many as you can and distribute them widely wherever our people can be found. Hand them out. Post them on bulletin boards. There are 1,000 different ways to do it. You can even get high-resolution, downloadable copies of our simple and beautiful Love Your Race flyer in 29 different European languages. Download the one appropriate for your nation, and all this month, with a special emphasis on Valentine's Day, the 14th, distribute them as widely as possible. Be sure and let us know how many of these flyers you have printed and distributed so we can encourage others. Our Love Your Race campaign has been so effective that in the Midwest, the disgraced SPLC felt compelled a couple years ago to bring their roadshow to town. 25 people showed up. Meanwhile, thousands of Love Your Race flyers were being distributed almost next door. Our own Rosemary Pennington reported, "The National Alliance Love Your Race campaign has the anti-white left on the run in Iowa and Illinois. Thousands of our simple and effective Love Your Race flyers have been distributed in Davenport, Bettendorf, Moline, and Rock Island over the last few months. It's almost impossible to effectively smear the concept of loving your race. But the anti-whites, led by the SPLC and Rabbi Henry Karp, have been trying, gathering a ragtag band of sexual deviants, non-white invaders, and terminally self-hating white Christians for various anti-racist events over the last several months. All of these events have focused on attacking the National Alliance. The speech by SPLC Representative Licia Brooks at Monmouth College was no exception. The racially mixed Brooks told the heavily black group of around 25 that the Alliance's message should be rejected and that pro-white's, quote, main method of recruitment is flyers, such as those distributed by the National Alliance in the Quad Cities, close quote. Quote, We can't allow their message to be normalized, close quote, Brooks added. Quote, no, we saw what happened in Charlottesville, and these groups will grow if we don't each of us take a loud stand against them, close quote. The painfully incompetent report by one Mayra Cordova on local television station WHBF included a newly invented word. Cordova referred to racially conscious white people as white suprematists. Perhaps English is not Miss Cordova's first language. According to the WHBF news piece, the SPLC's Brooks also urged Monmouth students to, quote, join as many social justice movements as possible, including Black Lives Matter, women's rights, LGBT, the Dreamers, and the Muslim Band, close quote. Join the Muslim Band? Whatever that is. Join the Dreamers? Really? We don't know if it's Miss Cordova or Brooks who's been smoking the magic mushrooms, but they must be pretty powerful. Meanwhile, another 1,000 National Alliance flyers were distributed in the Quad Cities, while 25 people slept through the SPLC's tired old lies. Close quote. And the thousands upon thousands of our flyers continue to come out like clockwork since then. Our campaign continues in 2021. Readers of our printed bulletin for National Alliance members found out just last month. From the left wing, they announce racial justice and multiculturalism as their core values. Iowa Magazine, Little Village, we read the following. Neo-Nazi group distributes propaganda in eastern Iowa again, by Paul Brennan, 1/22/2021. White supremacist propaganda from the Neo-Nazi National Alliance has been showing up on driveways in Davenport. A flyer from the group has been tucked into a magazine that is rolled up, placed in a clear plastic bag, and then tossed onto driveways and lawns. Unfortunately, the hate group is using old copies of Little Village this time. It should go without saying that Little Village has no connection with the National Alliance, beyond reporting on the hate group. This isn't the first time the National Alliance used copies of Little Village or other magazines that are distributed for free to add heft to their flyers and stickers so that they can be tossed onto lawns and driveways. It's been happening since January 2018. The last time National Alliance propaganda was reported in the Quad Cities area was in September. That time, large National Alliance stickers with racist messages disguised as public health advice were attached to readily available free Quad City publications and thrown into people's yards in Moline. Whoever is distributing the National Alliance material in eastern Iowa always chooses publications that can be picked up for free from public locations. It's an indication of the threadbare status of the National Alliance. Let me break in and say, that's pretty rich coming from a media outlet whose website has less than 1/100th of the readership of National Vanguard. Back to the article. The white supremacist group was founded in West Virginia in 1970. Explicitly racist and anti-Semitic, it has repeatedly called for the elimination of both Jews and racial minorities in America and the establishment of an all-white homeland. In 2000, the Anti-Defamation League called the National Alliance the most dangerous organized hate group in the country. In September, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution described the National Alliance as a mostly defunct white supremacist group with deeply anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant beliefs, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Blah, 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 close quote. Actually, you could replace the entire article with blah, 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 and it would make about as much sense. Still, we do thank Little Village, and we especially thank our National Alliance activists for letting our people know they are not alone. At some point, white residents of eastern Iowa will say enough to these smears against lawful pro-white activists using tired boilerplate intelligence from anti-white Jewish hate groups. The caption the Little Village idiots put under their photo of our life rune on purposely crumpled paper, calling us the nearly defunct National Alliance, is as crooked as a snake, and they know it. They are tiptoeing past the graveyard. Indeed they are. So-called mainstream media are losing audience more and more every day. Bulletin readers also found out about media coverage of National Alliance flyers in Madison, Wisconsin recently. Local media around Madison, Wisconsin reported on our activists' flyering earlier this month. Note this story with the usual shopworn SPLC boilerplate quotes about the Alliance being formerly a dangerous neo-Nazi organization that, quote-unquote, mostly fell apart after its founder's novel, quote, apparently inspired a number of domestic terrorism attacks, close quote. At least our send them back, they can't make white babies, and practice racial distancing slogans are quoted by this reporter, and an image of the latter sticker is included with our contact information not redacted. Very good. Some who read this will visit our websites. Madison 365 reported, quote, racist propaganda appears in Madison, Middleton, by Robert Chappell. Dateline October 5, 2020. Dozens of pieces of racist propaganda promoting the white nationalist organization, the National Alliance, were distributed around downtown Madison and Middleton Sunday. In response to an appeal for tips on social media, several community members reported rolled up newspapers adorned with a sticker that said, send them back and they can't make white babies, appearing in driveways and on sidewalks along Maywood, Elmwood, and Hubbard Avenues in Middleton Sunday morning. Others reported the same stickers appearing on parking kiosks in downtown Madison. The stickers carried the name National Alliance and the National Alliance's website address. Middleton resident Margaret DeWine, who initially reported she saw several in driveways while walking her dog at a little after 9:30 a.m. Sunday, quote, it makes me feel ugh. That was the word that came to mind. I think it's distressing and despicable. I believe in diversity and inclusion and hate stuff like this, and I hate that it's in my community, close quote. Madison 365 also learned of several similar stickers being placed on parking kiosks in downtown Madison. Some of those had the send them back message, while others promoted racial distancing as a means to avoid COVID-19. Both flyers promoted the National Alliance, a largely nascent group that once had a strong following, close quote. Probably the hack writer meant dormant or quiescent, not nascent, which actually means coming to life and showing signs of future potential, the opposite of what he intended. Back to the article, quote, founded by Turner Diaries author William Pierce in 1970, it was for years the strongest and most dangerous neo-Nazi organization, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Pierce's novel was apparently the inspiration for Timothy McVeigh's 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, among other domestic terrorism attacks. After Pierce died in 2002, however, the group mostly fell apart and now mainly sells books and CDs. Middleton police had not received any reports related to the racist propaganda as of midday Sunday. Madison 365 also reached out to the SPLC on Sunday afternoon for additional information, but has not received a response. Close quote. Unsurprisingly, neither Madison 365 nor any other controlled media outlet there reached out to us for our perspective. Bulletin readers also found out about media coverage of our activists putting out National Alliance flyers in San Diego. More and more people are downloading material from natall.com/flyers, printing the free flyers and stickers, and distributing them. And more Americans have had a bellyful of media accounts of so-called hate, as was reported this month in San Diego County, California's The Coast News. Some San Diego whites must be asking themselves, after reading this fake news report and seeing the photo of a crumpled-up flyer with our web addresses, our life rune, and the words, "the symbol of white resistance." They must be saying to themselves, what are these fools talking about when they say hate and hate crime? Why are ADL Jews being notified about an otherwise handsome, harmless sticker, when those that the National Alliance opposes are burning down our cities and vowing to destroy our nation and life as we know it? Here's the ludicrous hit piece. Quote, San Elijo residents remove white supremacist stickers posted in town. The Coast News editors note, this article has been edited for the safety of individuals speaking on the record. Dateline San Marcos. Residents have removed a number of stickers representing a white supremacist group found displayed around the San Elijo Hills neighborhood in San Marcos, according to multiple reports on Wednesday. Law enforcement is investigating the displays, which were first noticed by residents on Wednesday, but have deemed the stickers to be vandalism, but not hate crimes, according to Ricardo Lopez, a spokesperson at the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. According to the FBI's website, a hate crime is a criminal offense against a person or property motivated by the offender's bias. But hate itself is not a crime. As of Thursday morning, 7 stickers associated with the National Alliance, a white supremacist group, have been found attached to traffic signal poles and electrical boxes. No witnesses or suspects have been identified at this time, police said. San Elijo Hills resident Kelly, who asked her last name not be published, removed a National Alliance sticker from an electrical box near Morgan's Corner, a neighborhood within the residential community of San Elijo Hills, early Wednesday morning before notifying the police. Since Kelly first posted about the incident on Facebook, more residents have followed her lead, finding and removing multiple stickers around town. I was shocked, disgusted, and enraged, Kelly said. I'm not fearful. Create change and do not have these tokens of hate infiltrating our neighborhood. San Marcos City Councilman Randy Walton shared photo evidence of the stickers with the city later Wednesday afternoon, and Public Works staff were directed to remove any of the hate symbols they can find. It's obviously a crime of hate, even if it's just graffiti, Walton said. I know that I speak for the whole city when I say that we condemn the posting of racist stickers in the strongest terms possible, and we all hope that it's not somebody who lives around us. Organized in 1974, the National Alliance's website reads, "We believe that no multiracial society can be a truly healthy society, and no government which is not wholly responsible to a single racial entity can be a good government." Seeking guidance and support, Kelly reached out to the Anti-Defamation League, an international organization that aims to help communities fight anti-Semitism and bigotry. "A lot of people are really, really scared," Kelly said. "But that's what they want you to do, is create fear. So screw that." Residents will hold an event called No Space for Hate in SEH at 12 p.m. on Sunday at the San Elijo Fountain to say no to fascism, white supremacy, and hate in their neighborhood. Close quote. At least they accurately quoted part of our statement of belief. KGTV, the ABC news station in San Diego, weighed in on this same so-called hate incident with this breathless report. Quote, "Neighbors quickly rip down white supremacist stickers. A group of San Marcos neighbors took swift action after white supremacist recruitment stickers appeared just steps from their front doors and outside nearby schools. They noticed a red sticker stuck to an electrical box. When they looked closer, they saw a message of hate, one that read, 'The symbol of white resistance.' The sticker included a link to a website filled with hatred toward Jews, African Americans, and the LGBTQ community. ABC 10 News is not identifying the group. Really, I just see it as an act of pure evil, and it has no place in my community. It has no place in any community," Keatley said. Keatley took the sticker and posted an image of it on a neighborhood Facebook page. Melissa Burgess saw the post and then found four on electrical boxes and traffic lights, including ones near San Elijo Elementary and Middle Schools where her children attend. "I came home. I was shaking just from anger and pain and hurt and just all of that from having seen that here in my community," she said. Then even more neighbors found the stickers, including on the back of stop signs. The stickers come after a recent spate of hate-inspired incidents in the county, including people wearing swastika face masks to grocery stores and another driving with a Nazi flag. Tammy Gillies, who heads the San Diego Anti-Defamation League, says it's vital to report all incidents. "You have one person that can be radicalized on the internet, one person that is drawn to look at a website through these flyers or these stickers and goes down a wrong path, so it is very concerning," Gillies said. She alluded to last year's deadly shooting at the Shabbat of Poway Synagogue, allegedly carried out by a 19-year-old radicalized online. The sheriff's department says a total of 7 stickers were located. It is investigating and asking anyone with information to contact the San Marcos station. Close quote. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and his fellow Jew hate blockers had better tighten things up, since their likers are sidestepping them and controlled media outlets like Jew-owned ABC News by posting images of our stickers to neighborhood Facebook pages. May we add that that's quite a leap for that ADL Jewess to make, associating our legal, harmless sticker to some synagogue shooting. Those whites who see our web address, visit our sites, and contact us will usually tell us something like, the National Alliance is like a breath of fresh air. So now you've heard a few, just a few, of the news stories attacking us. The attacks don't matter much, since no one's mind is changed by them. You've seen our multiple Love Your Race flyers and other printable National Alliance flyers at natal.com/flyers. You want our people to know that they are not alone. You want our people to know that we haven't given up. You want our people to know that we have not succumbed to the insanity that prevails today. You want our people to know that we are resisting that insanity. You want our people to know that we are many and that we are with them. So now you know what to do.